Broken Eggs Media.
Faster performance, lower bandwidth costs, proven solutions for content delivery. Cashfly.com. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast, your favorite source for news, reviews, marketplace updates, rumors, and more. Brought to you by a wannabe pilot, a bowling ball, and a psychotic cow.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast. This is episode 51. You are so money for the week of March 16th, 2008.
Howdy, I am Brun, BJSwick33.
And I am Mark, a.k.a. Wingman709. This week we will be talking about Local Army of Two, GTA 4 multiplayer, Bionic Commando pricing, and we will be shocked again. This week's feature is Sega Superstar Tennis. Woohoo! But before we wrap up the week's show, we will give you an arcade update and answer your questions in the community update. First thing I want to talk about is our Xbox Podcast Gamer Card. If you go to xboxpodcast.com, on the right-hand side, you will see your lovely hosts' pictures and our gamer cards. And I got to say, Brun, I passed 25,000 this week.
Hey, congratulations. I'm like 165 points away from 10,000.
Oh, you're almost there.
And JLC Jr. passed me.
Yeah, he mentioned something about that to me.
Yep. But,
more on that later. Underneath our cards, you'll see the Xbox Podcast card, and we are currently have 36 people on this card. We have a combined gamer score of 404,739 points. We're trying to reach that half a million point. So add yourself to the card and contribute to the cause. It'll do absolutely no good, but we can say we hit half a million. So.
Well, after that, tonight we did some beat up the host. Well, three out of the four did beat up the host. I really didn't have much time because I was on the phone with work for a majority of beat up the host time, playing with one hand. But it was Rainbow Six Vegas. We did some terrorist hunt. And we did it with Soul Assassin 808 and JLC Jr. and Wingman and myself. So those three pretty much carried me through Terrorist Hunt. Got 60 points out of it, but, you know, I was on the phone with work majority of the time. So next week, I don't know what we're doing next week. Maybe we'll think of something before the show's over.
Yeah, we'll come up with something. 360 voice challenge. It is over. And we got a winner of the 4,000 Microsoft points card. Congratulations to Lord Phantom 00. You are the winner. He got 3,000 gamer score points increased.
Wow.
Legend Taker 117 was close behind with an increase of 2,515 points. Revenge Hunter 21 with 2,234. And then Slider SQ at 1,240. I actually went up by 930 points, which actually kind of surprised me. And then it just tapers off after that. But at least everyone except the cow came in at a big fat zero.
Oh.
Everybody else, the next person, Expert Sim, at least scored 195 points. So.
Yes, and people may not hear Kyle. No, we did not fire him this week. Yeah, remember?
Yeah, we did.
Remember? Well, no, we didn't fire him because remember he officially retired last week.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
No, he's. I think it's something to do with school, and school come is a little more important. So, he'll be back with our year episode next week. So, but.
What's more important than gaming? Come on.
Yeah, I know. I wish it was gaming is all I could do, but it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Ready to move on?
Let's do it.
All right.
This just in. Xbox News is up right now.
Bron, you're a developer, right?
Yep.
Ugh. No offense to you.
Okay. All right. This ain't starting off so good.
I know this wasn't you. But come on. I got to ask you, does this make any sense? They make a game that is all about co-op. Okay, I mean, that's what this whole game's purpose is. Co-op.
Mm-hmm.
And they give it a cool storyline. They give it an awesome title of Army of Two. You know, and I think that's just, it sounds cool. And I thought one of the drawbacks might be, well, your online play, you're only going to have, like, 2-on-2, you know. I'm like, that might be kind of lame. It may not work.
Right.
Well, that wasn't the big issue with this game. Would you believe that in today's day and age of massively multiplayer online games with all the stuff going on, you can have 50 people, frontlines, fuel of war, 50 people in a match with, you know, jets and helicopters and tanks and soldiers and rockets and explosions, no problem. Now, so you'd think with only two people in the game that there's a lot you could do. But guess what you cannot do in this co-op game?
Play co-op? I don't know. Play by yourself?
You cannot play with anybody outside of your own region.
Oh, okay. Which I've actually heard about this now that you mention it.
Oh, man. Soul Assassinator 8 got the game the day it was out. I got the game a couple days later, pop it in, he's online, and I happen to notice it said he's playing Army of Two EU.
Right, like, I noticed that too.
So I'm like, so he sent me an invite. Oh yeah, accept it. I got the game in, I'm loaded up, it says, please insert Army of Two EU game disc.
Hmm.
I'm like, what? So I'm like, this can't be right, so check out the official EA support forums, that's Electronic Arts. Idiots. Go out there and here's a question. Can I play Army of Two online with players from another region? And here is their wonderful answer. If you try to play with someone who is playing in a region other than your own, you may see the error message, please insert Army of Two disc to continue. To ensure the best possible online experience and reduce connectivity issues during online play, Army of Two online multiplayer modes, ranked and unranked, are limited to your specific region, the USA, Europe, or Asia. United States customers, NTSC region, will not be able to play with users in the Europe PAL region for any online modes.
So they're saying the reason why you can't play with anybody outside is because they want to cut down on connectivity issues.
That is a crock of crap.
So basically, since we played four-person co-op, and Soul Assassin being one of them in the UK today, who was the person that had connection problems?
A guy in Ohio.
Yeah. A guy in Ohio. And it wasn't this...
Who was connecting to...
It wasn't this guy in Ohio. It was the other guy in Ohio. But
who was connecting to a guy next door in Illinois, well, one state over in Illinois.
Yeah. And
the guy halfway across the world had two green or two yellow dots the entire time.
Right. Yeah, you have two guys in Ohio, one guy in Illinois. We're all like less than 7 hours apart, and one of us is having trouble, and the guy in Europe is just fine.
Yep.
It's almost like they made it seem like, well, you know, we figure our game's going to be so big that we're going to have to just limit it down, and it doesn't make sense.
This drastically cut down on the people available to play. It kills me that they did this. Co-op, and then they just chopped out the whole playing field right from under your feet. I cannot recommend this game for purchase. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I'm not even going to bother playing it now, so.
I won't even get into the game itself. That's a whole different thing. I would say the game is above average. It's definitely not all it could have been. It's not, you know, it's not bad. It's not a bad game. There are some issues, but overall it is fun to play. But this, to me, is the biggest mistake they ever made, and I think this really ruins this game. So that's all I'm going to say on it. Don't buy it. And run. Let's go on to something else.
All right. Well, let me give you other multiplayer information on, and this is the first I've heard about it, so I was like, oh, I think I'll talk about this. And it's GTA 4 multiplayer, which I wasn't actually aware they were going to do, but I guess they are.
I didn't know that.
Some article, let's see, I mean, I got this, I'll have this list in the show notes, you know, check it out, but even the site that I got it from is also quoting multiple sites, so this kind of, just instead of confusing everybody, I just want you to know that this is not like my writing or anything, you know, we mostly quote other sites and things like that, but just to give you a little bullet point here, multiplayer support will support 16 players and consist of 15 different multiplayer modes, including, you know, a traditional deathmatch variants, as well as racing, cops and robbers, and bomb-based game types. They are also told that this multiplayer will be all inside the same map as you play in single-player campaign, which is kind of cool. Which we normally see, like, you usually see that, like, with Call of Duty 4, you're still playing in the same maps that you bump across in single player, but I wonder if this is, like, the open world type map, or is it just going to cut it down in sections? You know, I don't know about that yet, but it'll be pretty neat. Exciting fact would be that your multiplayer characters are going to be fully customizable, which includes race, sex, hairstyle, and clothing. And here's a quick list of the 15 multiplayer modes. You have Hangman's Noose, Carjack City, Bomb to Base, Bomb to Base 2, Mafia Work, Team Mafia Work, Deathmatch, Team Deathmatch, Turf War, Cops and Crooks, Race, GTA Race, Deal Breaker, and Free Mode. And the 15th mode has not been revealed yet, so it's going to be really interesting what that is. Maybe it'll be like an all-out massacre 100-player co-op, kill as many people as you can, or something like that. I don't know. I'll let your guys' minds wander.
I'm curious to know what some of these game modes are going to actually be. This really surprised me. I thought this was a single-player game only. And
yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, they have multiplayer, but then I'm kind of thinking, I'm like, well, how good is this multiplayer really going to be? You know, how good is it going to be? And definitely, I'm curious about, it's going to be played within the same map as single-player campaign, which it's an open-world game. So does that mean, like, you know, you and, you know, 15-year friends or whatever are going to spawn, like, all over this open world, and you guys are just going to be chasing after each other or something? But I don't know. I imagine we'll see more about it when it gets a little closer. Probably, you know, well, it's going to be obviously soon, but that's kind of it. I figure I'd get that out there, make people, you know, check out the show notes and go out there and read up on it. So, but we can move on.
Yeah, you know Kyle will be all over. He'll keep us updated, too.
Yeah, and it's dated, deleted, darnness takes forever. All right, continue.
All righty. Well, real quick, BioShock 2 has been announced, and they are planning to release the game in the fourth quarter of 2009. More than likely, if it is on time, we'll see it right before Christmas. So, there was some initial rumors that the complete original staff was not going to be part of the game. They have moved it to a new group, but this is a group that consists of people that were originally with Irrational Games, and Ken Levine is still going to be part of this game.
Yeah, that was the part I was nervous about. And I don't know if you pronounce it Levine or Levine. I've always said Ken Levine, but he's written stories on a couple games that I like Thief and obviously BioShock. And I was real nervous when I heard that it wasn't going to be 2K Boston. It was going somewhere else and that he might not be involved. I was just like, oh no, that's not good news, but Yeah.
That's a big mistake.
Yeah, a big mistake. So, but.
But he will be part of it, so he'll be still be working on it, so no worries there. So, good news for BioShock fans. And I, you know what, I remember when I saw the, a while back when I was talking about it on this show, that I thought the game, you know, stunk and didn't like it, and then for some reason I rented it anyways, and man, what a great game, and it was awesome. I'm looking forward to the sequel or prequel. I think it's going to actually be a prequel. So that'll be cool.
Cool. You remember, did we mention Bionic Commando in a previous podcast?
Don't know.
All right, well, I saw something a while back about Bionic Commando. They're coming out with a new Bionic Commando. I was like, oh, that's cool. And then, you know, not too far, you know, after that, they mentioned Bionic Commando Rearmed, which is actually, oh, it's going to be a remake of the original. And I was like, that's awesome, because I loved Bionic Commando. And so for everybody out there who's excited as I am, the Bionic Commando Rearmed price was announced. It is an XBLA game. Now, some people have been talking that this game looks like amazing. So people were like, ah, it's going to cost $20, $15, this, that. But the good news is it's going to be on PSN as well as XBLA. It's going to be $10. So it's going to be the $800 price point. And that is, like, completely worth it in my mind. And they haven't decided on PC version yet, but XBLA, Bionic Commando is $10, 800 Microsoft points. I guess that's $10, right?
Yeah, it
so
is, yeah.
That's good news. And seeing this makes me kind of feel good. If this game is going to be $10, it kind of makes me think about the Street Fighter Super Turbo HD, yada yada, whatever the remake of that coming along. I'm hoping it's going to be $10 too, because if it's any more than that, I'll be kind of disappointed. But so, Bionic Commando Rearmed, $10, very exciting. So,
do you know what's better than $10?
Free,
absolutely free.
Right, right on the head on that one. All right,
and you know what's coming absolutely free on the marketplace?
Man, I really hope you would say something like Call of Duty 4, but I don't think that's going to be it yet.
Well, the game update for Call of Duty 4 was absolutely free.
Well.
But how about an entire island?
Hmm.
Burnout Paradise Islands.
Oh.
DLC will be free.
Oh. And that's from EA. That's kind of, wow. Well, good for them.
Yeah, well, there's got to be a hook to it. Uh-huh. I think I know why this is coming out. But basically, Criterion's Alex Ward has announced on the official forums that the upcoming Island DLC will be a free download, will add new locations as well as new vehicles to the mix. But, of course, that doesn't mean that all DLC will be free.
Right.
There will be future DLC. It will be paid content in the future. But this one will bring new vehicles to crash and new bridges to burn and blah, blah, blah. Now, here's my theory. If you recall back, we mentioned this, that there was DLC coming and that they were saying that you didn't even have to buy it. Everybody would still get it. You could still, but you wouldn't, like, there was some way that everybody could still see everything but not participate. Well, I think this is the deal. They're going to put out the island, they're going to put the land out there so everybody can drive in the land for free, and then your next DLC that's going to be cost you money is probably going to have new billboards, new smashes, and that's the stuff that will not be in the free stuff. People won't see.
I see what you mean.
But you can tack on the achievements and more cars and, you know, maybe some new events and races, but it won't, you know, that's how they're going to probably do it, so... That's my guess.
Hmm. That's interesting. Well, still, you'll have to let me know how it is, because I didn't actually buy that game, so.
Oh, that game's awesome.
I'm kind of glad I didn't, because then I could save money for other stuff, but. All right. We want to move on to our exciting exciting tennis feature?
You know it, dude. I'm all over tennis.
All right. Oh, here we go.
Thanks to CashFly, you are able to download our podcast with extreme speed. CashFly's global network can help deliver your content, ensuring that the website, streaming media, and downloads exceed expectations. CashFly delivers unsurpassed features including lower bandwidth costs, instant on-demand capacity, real-time detailed reporting, and 100% availability. Visit CashFly.com to see how it can work for you. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's feature presentation.
All right, this week's feature, I should say, is a dandy. And let me tell you, folks, if you're not excited about Sega Superstars Tennis, I do not know what's, you know, there's something wrong with you. This game is going to be action-packed, superstar Sega idols playing tennis on the most unusual courts and outrageous settings ever imagined. Now, Wing, I know you're hooked already.
I'm already there. I already pre-ordered this baby.
Oh, because I tell you what, there's nothing...
I didn't want to risk it not being available, man.
There is nothing like getting excited about curb stomping Sonic the Hedgehog. I mean, playing as Sonic the Hedgehog against, I don't know, some of the other 15 playable Sega people. It's just very exciting. Am I just pouring sarcasm right now or what?
You know, I know you pre-ordered it too.
Well, all right. So, coming out this week, you have Sega Superstar Tennis, like I was saying before. And let me run through some of these bullet points. You know, like I mentioned, the characters, and they each have superstar abilities. Each of the 16 characters has their own alter ego, which gives them a winning edge on the court. You have 10 fantasy type, fantastical, I should say, fantastical themed courts. Guest umpires will supervise the action on a wide variety of colorful courts, from Sonic's lush green hill zone, so on and so forth. You have 4 action-packed tournaments, and right here is the top feature, classic soundtrack. And it was recreated in Dolby Digital 5.1.
Oh, man. See, how could you pass on this?
I have no idea. So if anybody goes out and buys this, please post it in the forums so we can all point at you and laugh. Now, this is just something, this game here just reminds me of something like Brandon would play, or, you know, he likes Sonic. Sonic's cool, you know, things like that. And I'm just like, oh, man, you know. You know, Marcus Phoenix curb stomping Sonic is cool, not playing tennis. But the wonderful overkill date is March 18th, 2008. So, I think that kind of wraps it up for the feature. Not very much excitement this week when it comes to games.
Yeah, that's kind of... That's why I'm going to get Sega Superstars Tennis. It's not like there's anything else to compete against it, so
yeah.
You know it's going to clean up. You know, everybody likes new games.
Yeah, it's almost like I swear there was something else coming out, but it must not have been that great, or maybe it was a different console or something. Maybe it was another, like, Cooking Mama or something for the Wii or whatnot.
Wasn't there an arcade title coming out this week?
Yeah, but do you just want to, let's just head on over to Marketplace and arcade releases. So, we'll talk about there.
Yeah, it was like a poker game or something, I thought.
Yeah. Alright.
It is a poker game. Return to Sin City in Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Vegas 2.
Woohoo!
Woo! And everybody thought we forgot.
Yeah. Right now, everybody's like, what? And definitely Soul Assassin and JLC Juniors are like, they're not going to talk about Vegas too? You're lucky, folks, because I almost wanted to sit there and I actually wanted to go to the next section and then mention it. Can you imagine if they heard the achievement sound right now and be like, they're not going to talk about Vegas too?
Oh, I'm sorry. We can do that.
No. No, I don't want them to turn off their headphones and or stop the video and throw something. But
these guys are idiots. How'd they miss the biggest game of the year?
Now, I know, you know, I wouldn't go that far, Wing. I am very excited about this game, but I don't know game of the year yet. I don't know about that.
Well, it is, it's back. We are back with Rainbow Six Vegas 2. This is the sequel to IGN.com's 2006 Shooter of the Year. And, you know, to me, this has still got to be my favorite game. I like Gratu's multiplayer, but I think the thing that brings me back to Rainbow Six the most is I really like the cover system.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is the best cover system ever used out of all the games I've played. I cannot stand the Gears of War. You know, walk up and hit the A button and, you know, walking up and hitting, pulling the left trigger and just holding it and being able to move your stick to lean out. And it is like a perfect fluid motion. It makes sense. And as I'm on it, I'm going to let you know they have already stated they have kept the exact same cover system for the sequel.
Yeah. I mean, Girl 2 had an okay cover system, but when you got into multiplayer, you couldn't use it.
Right. Exactly.
So.
So, this time the stakes have been raised. It's your chance to rescue America's wildest city from an escalating terrorist siege. With massively expanded multiplayer, new seamless co-op, and customizable character creation, you have the tools to put an end to the terrorist threat for good. Now, if you have been living in under a rock, maybe one that Kyle's been guarding, and he hasn't let you out. This storyline, this game is it. They're calling it like a prequel, sequel. Well, I call it a prequel equal sequel.
Yeah, it's parallel.
Because the game starts out, the second game here starts out 5 years prior to the original Rainbow Six Vegas storyline.
Hmm.
Then it will end up taking place in Vegas at the same time that the original Rainbow Six was happening. And what it is there's a separate team. And I think you were... Oh, I can't remember the name of your character in the first one. Oh, how did I forget that? But I think it's Bishop or... No, Bishop, I think that's your new character in the second game. So you're actually another Rainbow team. And I guess there's points where you'll actually see the other team in this game, but you'll play as a different team, and you'll end up going past the storyline where the original one ended, and it will actually finish off that cliffhanger ending that we saw in the original game.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, yeah, it's going to be awesome. Some of the features are Sin City's back and bigger than ever before. You get to explore new areas and the challenges that come with daylight battles, as the game will take place from dawn to dusk. If you've seen, last week we played the 10-minute intro for this game that was released. If you've looked at any of the trailers, you'll know that this game doesn't take full place in indoors and all. It's not all casinos. There's no Mexican maps, thank goodness. And they're going to have some outdoor shooting. You're going to be in some kind of rougher areas of Vegas. They still have some casinos. You still will be in some, but it won't be all casinos. So you're going to get a lot different maps. You're going to have daytime, nighttime battles. There's all new gameplay features include 11 new weapons, the ability to sprint. This is funny because we were sitting there again playing Rainbow Six tonight. And I'm like, how do you sprint? You know, because it's been a while since I played. And all these games now, you can sprint, and I'm hitting all these buttons, and I'm like, how do I sprint?
It's so annoying not being able to run.
Oh, once you get used to it, you got to have that ability.
Right.
Bullet penetration will go through thin cover, and there's going to be smarter teammates and AI.
Oh, thank you.
Well, now, this brings up a point. Tonight, as I was telling you, throw out the smoke. Remember I was telling Soul Assassin, throw the smoke. Run up, stand in the smoke, hit your heat. They can't see you in the smoke.
Oh, yeah. That probably
Vegas
won't work anymore.
Vegas 2, that's going to change. Mm-hmm. the AI, enemy AI, will have heat vision goggles. They will be able to see you, so don't go out there just like you did in the first one. Stand in the smoke and shoot them because they will take you down. Your customizable character creation has changed. You will be able to customize the gender, facial features, hair, face paint, body armor, clothing, and camouflage. And you can also put your face on with the vision camera, which I see Soul Assassin did tonight. But the cool thing about your character is the customized character will carry over into all game modes that include single player and multiplayer online, the co-op, whatever. All your unlockables and achievements will also go forth. So, you know, if you're like me and you like to start out a game and you like to go through the single player, kind of complete that, get used to the game before you jump online, well, you're not going to jump online as a noob. You're going to have all the ranks you got in a single player, that character goes on, you're already ranked up. So that's going to be really nice, I think.
Yeah. And I wonder how many people, because my character, personally, I think I'm going to do a female. I don't know, I like doing that sometimes, but can you imagine being a female character and putting my face on her? She'd walk around with a full goatee and a beard. And
all right, that's my challenge to Soul Assassin. He's got the camera. We want to see you with a female character and your face on it.
Oh, that'd be so funny, but...
Oh, my goodness, that's going to be...
I cannot wait for this game, but okay, keep going. You have me.
Well, there's a seamless co-op. This will be a state-of-the-art co-op mode that allows for a jump-in, jump-out option, which allows a friend to join you in your single-player campaign at any time. When they leave, you continue on from that same point. So, awesome. This is cool.
Yeah, okay, you know how sometimes you get achievements for, like, completing a certain section of a game.
Right.
I wonder how this is going to work with people who pop in and pop out.
I would say it's probably because you have to complete, you know, you can't pop in and do the last section of the level.
Yeah, it's probably going
to
be.
If you don't do the whole thing, it's going to count against you.
Okay.
You're not there from the start of each level, I'm sure.
Pretty similar to like what Gears of War did. Like Gears of War, you had to start at the beginning of it, so.
Yeah, Halo 3 you had to start at the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, but Halo 3 was almost annoying when it came to it. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't.
But you couldn't jump in to your Halo 3 match in progress, which it sounds like I could be in the middle of my game and then boom, all of a sudden whoa, hey, what happened to my AI guy? All of a sudden there's a real dude jumping in.
Yeah.
So,
oh, cool.
You know, that might be kind of cool. And I love it because I'm learning, I really enjoy going through the single-player campaigns, which I really think single-player, it's not going to be quick, but you look at the way things are going, a lot of things are starting with single-player campaigns getting co-op. We're starting to see four-player co-op is going to be huge this year. Everybody's doing four-player co-op. I think you're going to end up seeing the disappearance of a single-player campaign.
Well, at least a forced single-player campaign where, like it's only single-player. Like, I mean,
right.
You won't get rid of them when it comes to RPGs and stuff like that, but...
No. For shooters and stuff, I think it's going to take a long time before, you know, it completely disappears and it's always a co-op thing, but this seems to be more and more popular.
Yeah, the only thing I hope is they don't, if, I haven't, have you found anything about achievements yet? Like what the achievements are going to be?
I know they're listed and they're, from my recollection, and I can pull them up real quick.
Well, I'm just,
but they're very similar to the original.
I'm just curious if they have one where it's like beat it on easy, beat it on medium, beat it on hard. And I just wonder if it's, if you beat it on hard, you get the medium and easy. Cause if that's the case, then I will team up and co-op and play it on the hardest level the first time through.
But no, they've got it, they've got, you can complete, just like the original game, you complete each, chapter, if you will, on any difficulty and you'll get the points. Then there is a, you get 75 points if you complete the story mode on a realistic difficulty.
Oh, okay.
So.
It's almost like.
And that's just like the original game.
Yeah, it's almost like played on real, well, with co-op at least, realistic is more realistic. It's more likely you're able to get, I know there are people that got it, but it's just, you know.
Okay. Well, check this out. This is kind of cool. They do add some, like, you know, we had to kill 100 terrorists with a pistol in the first game. Well, now they've got kill 150 terrorists with a shotgun. And the name of the achievement is I Like the Sound It Makes.
That's pretty funny.
There's the Repel King achievement, which is kill 25 enemies while suspended from a rope. That I love that. That is such an awesome achievement.
Oh, the rope stuff's so cool. You can flip upside down.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you got one more bullet point, don't you? Why don't you run through that before we start kind of drooling on our keyboards about it?
Okay. There's more multiplayer. Massively expanded multiplayer includes two new adversarial modes, smaller maps for intense face-offs, an improved terrorist hunt mode, which I want to know what that is because I love terrorist hunt. That is my absolute favorite part of this game.
That was pretty fun.
Online. And a new online matchmaking engine and vastly improved graphics, which absolutely much better.
Yeah, the graphics do look awesome. So,
Overkill date is March 18th. And check our show notes for direct link to the game page at Xbox.com.
So, Wing, is this a buy for you or rent?
Well, I'm really kind of sitting on the fence. I'm not sure. I just don't know what I'm going to do yet.
I asked you this earlier. You pre-ordered it, and so did I. I'm wondering if your pickup date is going to be the 18th or the 19th. Because you know how the whole in-store, if you look at it, it says in-stores on the 19th. So I figure your pickup date's probably the 19th also.
More than likely. I think it's the date of the 18th.
Right.
So.
Okay. Good. You're not getting yours before me.
You never know.
Well, you know what the thing is I'll actually get to play it before you do, because I get out of work like an hour earlier than you. So I could actually be home playing it before you even get home.
Man, I got this cold. I'm coming down with a cold.
Oh, yeah, okay. I see how you're going to do it.
Hey, I was actually, because at work I get Thursday and Friday off next week, and I actually have to take Monday off to do some other things that I need to do. So
check,
I was actually
going to
take Tuesday and Wednesday off, but I'm not going to. I'm gonna wait and save those days. But I was going to take them off, so. But all right. That's all right. You can get a few minutes on ahead of me.
Oh no,
you're gonna need it.
Oh, by the time I get home and the thing I've been trying to do lately is not playing my games until like after 9:30, after Evie goes to sleep. So I get to hang out with her and stuff, and it's kind of fun. She's like counting and stuff like that, it's dancing and all that fun stuff. So. But
yeah, I don't get on anymore right away. I gotta wait till the kids are asleep. Cause,
yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. That's
especially
right.
This type of game, I don't want them to. I don't let them watch me do shooter games. So.
Yeah. But all right. well, kids, you know, don't get Sega Tennis. Go out and get Rainbow Six.
I can't believe they're even releasing this the same day. The same day is Rainbow Six Vegas.
I don't think they expect to make money on the other one. So, nothing against Sega or anything, but honestly, you're going after the wrong console with that game.
Put it on the Wii!
You got that right. But, alright. Well, let's move along and hit the marketplace and let everybody else know about some other stuff coming out. So,
alright.
Rainbow Six Vegas 2.
Oh, go speaking it. Of it, Bron.
Okay.
Since I'm going to have it, and since you're going to have it, and we don't care about Kyle, what do you say, beat up the host next week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think we should do some Terrorist Hunt.
Well, we'll have to see how many listeners have the game. We might need to do more because there's only four people allowed in Terrorist Hunt.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So we might want to open it up, maybe just do some team games or something.
Oh.
But I say we do it. We'll see who shows up.
Okay.
We'll see if we get enough people. If we only have four, yeah, I'm all for Terrorist Hunt because I love it. But
yeah.
So Rainbow Six Vegas 2 next Friday, 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Be there. We do 2 hours. You can beat us up. You can play with us. Whatever. You can boost your points like a certain JLC Jr. did tonight.
After I'm hoping by time we get to then I'll be at 10,000. I'll be in the 10,000 club. So.
All right.
Do you think you have what it takes to be the host of a podcast? Would you like to get involved with a company that is taking the next giant step in how people get their media goodness? Well, Broken Eggs Media is looking for you. We have several openings available right now. We are currently looking for podcast show hosts and producers, audio and video editing specialists, graphics guru, experience in Photoshop, etc., animations guru with experience in Maya 3D Studio, etc., and webmaster with Joomla experience. Surf over to BrokenEggsMedia.com and click on Join Our Team.
Hi, this is Trapper Markells, a.k.a. Change Agent from 360 Voice, and you're watching the Xbox Podcast.
All right, Marketplace, / Arcade time, and the first game we got here for the arcade is Bliss Island. It is a fun and engaging pick-up-and-play game, and once you pick it up, you can't put it down. That'd be Delve, right?
Delve.
That's it, right?
Delve into the world.
Wow. Delve into the world of Bliss Island and help Hoshi win a day off as you take on over 25 unique challenges spread across 9 crazy levels. Mastered single player mode? ? Challenge your friends online and see who really is the Bliss Island champion. For some reason, this just doesn't hit the spot. Just by reading through that and, you know, it asking me a question, mastered single player mode? it reminds me of what movie am I thinking of? Anchorman, where he goes, I'm Ron Burgundy, because he reads anything on the teleprompter, except for the part where he says, which I can't say here, but, okay, everybody, if you didn't get that, Bliss Island is fun, and it's a pick-up-and-play game, and you have 25 unique challenges across 9 crazy levels. You can play with your friends, jump into online multiplayer, and challenge your friends online. Overkill date on this would be 3/12/2008, which seems to be in the past. So that'd have been last week's, right? This week's release. So 400 points. I didn't really see it on there, and I don't know if I'll go looking for it. But the next one may be interesting. And I'll let Wynn take it.
Next one's Brain Challenge. It's get your brain in shape with fun daily exercises. These challenging and entertaining puzzles act like a vitamin boost for your brain. Brain Challenge is more than just a game. It's your personal coach for mental fitness. There's 20 different games in 5 categories. and it covers memory, visual, logic, math, and focus. This will train areas of your brain. It'll keep track of your progress every day and easily evaluate your level of brain activity. It's basically a brain age, but on the marketplace. Mm-hmm. You know? I'm not even going to go into this stuff. It's just, everybody knows what brain age is, you know. If you got a DS or... I did try the demo because I'd always been kind of curious about those brain age games.
Yeah.
And it starts out, it's like, the typical person uses 10% of their brain. What do you use? And then you go through, and I went through this friggin' thing, and I shouldn't even say it, but the first time I went through, when I was done, it said, you used 0% of your brain. And I'm not lying. I was like, what? So then...
I think I've heard this before, and somebody else said they got zero. I'm going to have to try this now. I'm going to have to try the demo.
So I'm like, all right. Well, I was trying to figure out what it was you were supposed to do, because it really, you don't really get, it's kind of like, okay, do this, and then it starts, you know, and it's like, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on? What am I doing? You know, so yeah. I went through a second time, and okay, now I knew what I was supposed to do. And I even aced one section, and at the end, it gave me like a C+. For that section, I was like,
wow.
And it said I used 1% of my brain.
That's,
I'm like, this is stupid. So I was done with it.
And the price is kind of, man.
800 Microsoft points.
Yeah, that seems kind of high, but okay.
I mean, if you're into those brain age games, then this will probably be right up your alley. For me, it just kind of irritated me that it basically was saying I was stupid. I don't need that. I got a wife to tell me that. So.
Yeah. All right. On to the next section.
You've heard from us. Now let's hear from you in this week's community update.
Before we get into community update, we'd like to take a minute to remind you all that we have some other great podcasts over at Broken Eggs Media that you might be interested in. And especially this one, we got a brand new podcast. And this one's really cool because this one's not even about gaming. This one's all about movies, and that is the Movie Guys Podcast. This podcast is where you're going to find out all things about movies, make movie night right, and join them. They are here each week. They're going to bring you the latest and greatest in the wide world of Hollywood cinema. Now, this is actually pretty cool. I really like what they've done. They actually have their own audio and video, and they're on camera, and they actually go out, they check out the movies each week, and then they come back and record that weekend and get the show out. So, you know, you get their reviews and stuff, and they do like DVDs, and they show trailers and clips from the movies, and these guys are pretty funny. Check them out. That's at www.themovieguyspodcast.com. And check them out. They are now part of the Broken Eggs Media family. Welcome aboard, guys.
Cool. All right.
Oh.
Email. Why don't you take the first one, and I'll do the second one, because I got a story about the second one.
This first one is from Makos, and he says, are you going to buy GTA 4? And if you do, what will be the first thing you're going to do? Just steal a car and enjoy roaming the city? Or begin with the missions? No, I'm not going to buy it. Well, I have no intention of buying it. I will rent it eventually. And the first thing I'm going to do is, I have no idea. I'll do whatever I'm supposed to do, because I've played one of these before and didn't like it, so I don't expect to like this new one. But I'll give it a shot.
I do not know if I'm going to buy it or not. I think I might rent first, because like I've bought one before and I did like it. It just kind of got old. First thing I'm going to do is probably explore. I'm interested in seeing, you know, what's around and things like that. So I will steal a car and roam the city, I guess.
There you go.
All right. Next email is from Bashful Llama. And like I said, I got a quick story about him here in a second. But says, I was listening to your show, and you mentioned St. Patrick's Day. He says that it's the best day ever because it's my birthday. So help me celebrate with playing with me, because I'll probably be on. So he wants to play some games on his birthday on Monday. So this will be going out on Monday, and if he listens, so happy birthday.
Happy birthday, man.
Story about Bashful Llama is kind of a funny one. You know, we played Call of Duty 4, and he plays a good bit, and, you know, I, you know, play, and I've had Rock Lee 65 on there, which happens to be my stepson, so he has Live, and he has his own 360 now, so he's making friends, and actually Bashful Llama's on his friends list, and he came downstairs, and I'm like, who's on your headphones? You know, who's on your headsets? And he goes, like, I'm playing with Bashful Llama. I go, let me see that. So I take the headset, I go, Bashful, and he's like, yeah. I go, this is Brun. He goes, oh, hey, man, you're at Rock Lee's house? And I go, I'm his stepdad. He goes, oh, that's cool. He's like so surprised to hear from me. He's like, you're at Rock Lee's house? I'm like, yeah, it's my house. It's not his.
Rock Lee's at mine.
That was kind of a funny story. Yeah, Devin was like, he's like, is that somebody that listens to your podcast? I go, yeah. That's pretty funny. He's like, you're at Rock Lee's house? So, and I was like, don't you be telling him any bad stuff on Xbox Live and get him all in trouble. So, Bashful, you're not allowed saying bad things around Rock Lee 65, or I'm going to have to block you. It's like those commercials. Oh, I'm just going to have to block you.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, but, all right. So, well, Bashful, happy 56th birthday on Monday.
56th. I don't think he's that old.
I don't know how old he is.
He's a long ways from that, I believe.
Yeah, I know. That's
funny.
But, yep, happy birthday. So, next, I'll let you do the next question.
All right, next one's a little different. It's from our good buddy over in Belgium, but Soul Assassin 808. He actually sent us a link to the new Sarcastic Gamer parody. It's actually been out there for quite a while, and I don't remember why I didn't post it before. I think it's a pretty long one, but it's pretty funny. And he sent it to us, thought it was pretty good, and we're going to go ahead and throw it in this week. So enjoy it. If you want to see the video version, we do have this in our enhanced podcast. So let's go ahead and roll that new Sarcastic Gamer parody of Jack Thompson.
SarcasticGamer.com.
Hey, Mr. Thompson, what's it like to be demented? Suing folks like Rockstar Games with claims that you've invented. Yes, it's true. Even when after Kotaku, those guys owned you. Hey, Mr. Thompson, what kind of lawyer are you? Ever wonder why so many states want to disbar you? Such an ace. Dude, have you ever won a case? What a disgrace. Oh, please get some therapy. Thompson, it looks like you've been busy sending porn to judges, suing Coke for being fizzy. Why stop there? Go get whoever does your hair. It's a solar flare. Hey, Mr. Thompson, you really raised the racket when you sued Janet Reno, 'cause she touched you on your jacket. Must have hurt. Touched by a girl who looks like Lurch, a real red alert. Oh, please get some therapy.
Have
you or someone you know been seriously injured or killed? Blame the game. Have you been hurt on the job and need cash now? Blame the game. Mr. Thompson can get you the money you deserve from the evil video game companies who are no doubt responsible for virtually everything that goes wrong. Don't compromise. Blame the game.
I was in a big forklift accident, and Mr. Thompson got Rockstar Games to pay me a big pile of cash.
Unexplained weight gain?
Blame the game.
I was feeling sorry for myself when my wife ran off with an Italian plumber, but Mr. Thompson told me to blame the game, so I'm suing Nintendo for $1 billion.
Divorce, bankruptcy, repossession.
Blame the game.
Indigestion, maniacal shootings, diabetes.
Blame the game.
Call 555-6000 and let Mr. Thompson fight for you. He'll go after those rich video game companies and fight for your right to huge piles of money. Don't wait. Call today. And no matter what happens, remember, always blame the game.
You say you do it for the kids, but can you name a thing you did that didn't fail and go right down in flames? How about you let me decide which games my kids should be tonight, and you go sue the parents, not the games. 'Cause every time you sue Rockstar and act so righteous and bizarre, they sell a million copies of the game, and you're to blame. Hey, Mr. Thompson, that sound you hear is laughter from every single company that you've ever gone after. Now we'll see how long it takes till you sue me. Mr. Thompson, it's free speech. Mr. Thompson, don't scare me. You don't scare me. Oh, please get some therapy.
Well, thank you, Soul Assassin. Pretty funny stuff. And for our next email, this last one is from JLC Jr. He says, "Woohoo! Finally made the 10,000 club. Beat Rainbow Six and now ready for Vegas 2. He also wanted to let me know that I'm the best host and I'm a better gamer than he is. And
that's not what he said.
I should really be at the 10,000 gamer score, but he understands that I can't play all the time, and he just wants to say that I'm the coolest. So, no, he wanted to let me know that he hit the 10,000 mark before I did. So, thank you for mentioning that, JLC Jr. I will see you at work on Monday. So.
I want to see you at the merry-go-round at recess.
But, all right. So, before we move to Frappers, Mark, do you want to give a shout-out to some of our friends?
I just want to say a big thank you to Cashfly. If they're the ones that host our shows and they deliver them out to you super-duper fast. You'll notice you download videos from some of the other big name sites, and you download our shows, you're going to get our shows lickety split super duper fast, and that's thanks to Cashfly. So if you got something you want to put out, you want to do your own podcast, you got videos you want to put up, post on the net, share with your friends, check out cashfly.com. They're the best.
All right. And Frapper shoutouts. We got three new Frappers, and you can see our Frapper map on the front page. It's on the right-hand side below our gamer tags and stuff. So be sure to add yourself, either your name or gamer tag. If you do not, then you're known as anonymous, and we've already mentioned that person about 600 times. So put your information in there. We have Matt from Hobstad, Indiana. I was just going to say Indiana, but I really wanted to try this. So I can give you a zip code.
I have no idea how to pronounce it.
Well, that's close enough. Well, welcome, Matt. We appreciate it. And thanks for the city. We have Joshua Howard from Hamilton, Waukato. I say Waukato. You say Waukato. I say potato. You say potato. Waukato, New Zealand. I hope I said that one right. And then Bongo-tastic from Aberdeen, Scotland, UK. And I'm pretty sure I said that one right.
Hope so.
EE means een to me. But that's, you know, the three butchers for the, I mean, three frappers for this podcast.
What about the fourth one?
So, blank. Anonymous.
Greg from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Oh, Greg from Lafayette, Louisiana. I'm sorry. I must have haven't refreshed in a while. So, hey, look, he just magically appeared. Greg, you are a magician. I'm telling you.
I can't recall if we mentioned him before. You know, hey, if we end up mentioning you twice, sorry. You know, it's really hard to keep track of some of this stuff all the time, so.
Yeah. But, Greg, you just magically appeared on my computer out of the blue. Why don't you magically make money appear in my pocket? And somebody still owes me my $60 too.
You know, I wouldn't say his name.
I'm not going to mention names because I know I'm not going to get the money out of it. So
he knows who he is.
Yeah, you know who you are. So, all right, Wing. Do you have anything else?
No. Hey, thanks to Ace Black for. I'll have to save it for another time, but I was playing Ace Black, some Army of Two, and oh man, that was brutal, man. make sure you got somebody to help you get through the level where you have to go through the what is it when you bring a ship in and they raise it and lower it, the locks,
shipyard
lock.
Oh, yeah, there's an area there.
Oh, man. You're going to need some help. And it's a long... It's brutal because there's, like, the worst checkpoint system I've ever seen. So,
wow.
Shout out to Ace for hanging in there. And sorry to bail on you so fast the other night. We'll take off as soon as I catch you online. And we'll finish that
game. I haven't played with him in a while. I like playing with him. He's fun. And he's got a... Oh, man, what was his friend's name? Ace, you're going to have to write in or something and let me know what your friend's name was who played some Call of Duty, because we played Call of Duty. He's a good player, too. And I'm really interested. I want to know if he's getting Vegas, because if he's getting Vegas, that's going to be fun. So, yeah. He's a good guy. He's funny.
He is. And he had me cracking up the other night.
Oh, man. Yeah, he's funny. So... But other than that, I think that is it for episode 51. Next week, a year. Look, we're really actually over a year, right?
Yeah, because we've had a holiday off here, holiday off there. I mean, we just haven't done a year.
Yeah, a couple weeks here, a couple weeks there. Yeah. So and you actually guys have 5 episodes on me. So, well, actually, probably more or less, because I know we've missed shows and stuff like that. But 52. Officially 52 episodes, 52 weeks, that is 1 year. So next week, happy birthday to the podcast. So, but you can send your comments, questions, birthday cards, complaints to contact at xboxpodcast.com or hit the forums and, you know, give us birthday wishes there.
You can send all cash to me. So.
Yeah.
Or blank checks to me, that's fine. I take either.
So, and Kyle will be back with us next week. So, we'll have dated and deleted and stuff next week. So.
Yeah, I think, who was it that he said what he had to retire because 2 people liked him, right?
Yeah.
I know it was Bashful Llama. I can't remember who the second person was.
I don't know.
Yeah, Kyle, you got to come back because Bashful Llama contacted me and said... I don't like Kyle. I never said that. So you're back down to 1 person. So that means you got to come out of retirement now. So you got to come back. Come back to work next week.
All right. Wing, take us out.
This is Wingman 709. I'm taking off. Going to Vegas, baby. Woo! Because I'm so money.
And you are so money. And I am Brun. Can't wait to play some Vegas 2. BJ Swick 33. Talk to you next week.
Thanks for watching the Xbox Podcast. Power up your game score each week by visiting us at xboxpodcast.com.